Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Friday is here, 9:04 on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, and this is Jim O'Hara. Bishop Hill's annual Midsummer Music Festival is tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. You can bring your own lawn chair and enjoy free performances at the Park Gazebo by Blackhawk Pipes and Drums, Sarah and the Underground, Orion Community Band, and more. After the performances, everyone is invited to celebrate by decorating and dancing around the Maypole at the Colony School. Todd DeDecker, administrator for the Bishop Hill Heritage Association, says the Midsummer Festival is a great time.
People can have the opportunity to not just enjoy themselves, but also learn about other cultures and to also learn about their local history.
At the Prairie Arts Center, author Jennifer Stevens Powelson will be signing her books and celebrating her new release, Summer Solstice. In sports this afternoon, in baseball, the Cubs host the Mets. Tonight, the White Sox play in Detroit. Tomorrow night, in arena football, the Quad City Steamwheelers are at home against the Green Bay Blizzard. WVIK Quad Cities weather, today mostly sunny with a high near 92. Overnight, partly cloudy, low of 75 with gusty winds. Saturday, partly sunny. There's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday afternoon. That extends into Saturday evening. And on Sunday, sunny, high near 86. Coming up on Think, the modern notion of the ideal man involves a lot of lean muscle mass. But why does our culture demand so much bulk from men whose lives, for the most part, no longer revolve around manual labor? What building muscle means for healthy or unhealthy identities. Today at noon on Think, right here on WVIK.